This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios, and we are brought to you by Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design has a full range of construction services using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and their personal relationships with vendors, designers, and tradesmen. Your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Visit buildingsbydesign.com. Well, it's great to be back here live with you from the studio, our Yellow Fiber studio. And we've had state champions on before, and we're going to celebrate another state championship. Hey, this is a remarkable accomplishment because the Resurrection Christian girls captured the 2026 Class 2A Girls State Golf Championship. Not only did they win it, it was a little bit of a dramatic finish. And we have in studio Coach Rick Meese. How are you, Coacher?
Good, Coach.
Great. And Avery Stockslager, Avery Stockslager, a senior, and Karina Garcia, a senior. And then we're going to be calling a couple of the freshmen. You know, freshmen couldn't make it to studio. They're off playing tournaments, and they're doing all sorts of things. And we're starting an internship today in studio. Sammy Greenfield will be with us in and out. He has his own schedule, but he will be doing an intern with us. And any other high school students out there, if you're interested in what we do and you need to do an internship for a class, let us know. But I'll tell you what, Coach and girls, you guys won by a stroke. And Karina and Avery, of course, you had a lot to do with that, and as well as your two freshman teammates, Addison Marino and Britton Goings. But you guys were down. Okay, Coach Meese, welcome. We've talked so much, and you were telling me how great this golf team was, throughout the season and everything else. And you get down to state, adverse weather conditions.
The worst.
The first day, but both teams had to play in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the teams had to play in. Girls struggled a little the first day, but they. How many strokes were you behind after the first round, Coach?
Seven strokes after the first round.
Seven strokes, four golfers on a team. So, seven strokes seems like a lot, but you knew in your mind if all four girls kind of did what you expected, it was going to be a close, close finish.
Absolutely.
And you guys win by a stroke with 502 strokes over the 2 days with the four golfers, and compared to 503 for runner-up Denver Christian, who led, throughout the tournament.
Correct.
They led down to the last hole. Coach, before I talk to the girls, I'm going to let you talk about the 18th hole, last day of the tournament.
No. Oh, okay. First of all, I was waiting for Hollywood to get a hold of this because it was made for a movie, guaranteed. But the last hole, I'll clue you in. So actually, about three holes before the last hole, we were up by two. And when we came in, and I didn't know this because I'm not a scoreboard watcher, but I had little Henry Marino following Addy, and he would clue me in on how we were doing, and I would overhear him, hey, we're up by two, we're up, we're even. Anyway, we go into, so I'll get to the 18th hole. We go into 18, we're down by two, and we have Ashley from Denver Christian. I think she had three birdies in her last six holes. She played really well at the end. Karina was in her group. So we knew, Karina didn't know this, but I knew this, that Karina had to score to have any chance. So we go into 18, and Denver Christian's up by two strokes. Karina, not as long as actually off the tee box, right down the middle, though. I don't know, Karina, what were you, about 120 out?
Yeah.
Two-tier green. And I thought, you know, we have a chance still. If Karina could get that up on the second level, because it's a two-tier green, she could have a birdie putt. And Ashley kind of had a drive off to the rough to the right a lot longer. I think she was probably only about 60 yards out. And Karina put her shot up, and it got up to the top, and then it sucked back and went down to the bottom of the green. I thought, well, maybe it'll be a miraculous birdie putt. Ashley goes to shoot her second shot, and this is where the thing swung. She hits a flyer out of a rough lie that goes over the green into the ditch behind right. the hole. So now she's got to drop out, and in and two, out and three, hitting four. She chips up, and she kind of chunks her chip to the front fringe. So she's still away hitting five. And Karina's lying.
Yeah, this is a par four, par five hole.
Par four.
Par four hole, so she's already one over par.
So Karina putts up, and she's probably, what, about 3 feet from the hole to the right of the hole. And I'm thinking, well, that's a makeable par. So we know we're not going to get the birdie. And Ashley putts up, so she hits five, lying six, or putting six, and she's a little bit closer than Karina's par putt. So Karina makes her par putt, four, and unfortunately, Ashley lips out her little two-foot putt, takes a seven. So there we are. And I told you that
two tremendous golfers. One, you know, comes through. Way to go, Karina.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, with the par, and you know, unfortunately for DC, you know, a seven, which is not the norm.
Now, my other three girls were already in, turning in their scores.
Yes,
they didn't even know what was going on. I emotionally fell apart. It was like I told you, Coach, it's like you in a basketball game, 2 seconds left, down by two, and some guy throws up a half quarter and makes a three, and you win by one.
Yeah,
that was the emotion that happened.
Yeah, crazy swings. And Karina, I want to start with you. Not knowing the final team scores going into that 18th, you're just playing. And you want to, you know, just, you know, obviously you'd love to have a birdie, but pars are always good. You know, pars are always good. Tell us about that 18th hole for you.
I, like you said, I didn't know the score going into the hole, but I knew that it was really close, like, between the two teams. So I was like, I'm just going to put my best shots out there and try to make par birdie if I can. And I don't know, I had some good shots and made par.
Well, you had a good day. You had a 78.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Avery had a good day with a 79, I believe. Is that right?
No.
I think I was a little higher.
Than that.
Okay, I had it at 79, but that's all right.
Yeah,
I'll take
wherever they are.
But you're already in the clubhouse. Now, were you aware of the team score and what was going on?
Yeah, as soon as I finished, I checked the score, and I was watching the score the whole time. So we were down by four and then three, and then we just like kept getting closer. And me and my teammate, Brynn, we were watching the score together for, like, a while. And then we went out and we watched Karina play her last hole with Aspen. And it was really fun to watch.
That is great. Hey, tell us about, though, the change of days, playing from the first day to the second day. Karina, we'll start with you.
I mean, it was definitely a big difference. The first day was freezing cold, and, like, we couldn't even hold on to our clubs. They were just soaking wet on our gloves and everything. And then the second day was a little bit better, and you could actually grip your clubs.
You know, and honestly, Coach, in a true competition, you love to see better weather.
Oh.
Should it been maybe postponed today?
I'll tell you what, that first day, I had hypothermia when I was 18 years old. Never experienced it again. And
Just a couple years ago.
Yeah. I was close to hypothermia on the 12th hole on the first day. I was shaking so bad. The thing was, the air temperature was only 38 degrees. With the breeze that was there, what made it tough was wet. When you get, we can play in cold because we've done it before.
And you can play in wet a little bit when it's
but not yet when it's a decent temperature. But we had all three elements: the temperature, the wind, and the wet made it very difficult. And we knew that we weren't going to our practice rounds. We were all shooting in the 70s. We had two practice rounds, lights out. It was not that hard of a course, but under those conditions.
And remind our audience which course it was.
Lone Tree.
Yeah,
beautiful golf course.
Yes.
Beautiful golf course. Probably the best. I think it was probably the best course of the 20 courses we played for state. It was probably the best we've ever. The course conditions As far as greens and fairways was beautiful, but the weather was horrible.
Yeah. Avery, tell us about playing that first round, though. You had to persevere. You had to suck it up, whatever terms you want to use. But how were you feeling during that first day?
Yeah, it was definitely frustrating playing in weather that it was just – it was very cold, and it was cold and, like, wet to the point where you couldn't do anything outside of just, like, hold your golf club and, like, swing and just, like, pray for the best. It got to the point where it was more just about, like, doing the best and not, like, shooting, you know, what you would normally shoot, but just, like, as, like, low as possible, which wasn't as low as we normally shoot. And it was more frustrating not seeing how we were playing, but just, like, almost to the fact, like, it was so wet we couldn't use our hands, like, we couldn't eat, we couldn't, like, put in our scores on our phones. So it was more, like, of overcoming that mental barrier than anything. Just playing in weather so unlike what we normally are used to, even sure. in spring season. But I'm really proud of how our team handled it and how we, like, persevered.
Well, and actually, Coach, I can't speak for you. I'll let you talk. But, you know, being seven strokes down – not a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal, but you know, with the four golfers you had, you could overcome that.
Oh, I did. We knew that at the beginning of the season because our very first tournament, we were the only two-way school in the Chili-Chili. And there was 30 teams in that tournament, mostly 3-, 4-, and 5-A schools, and we won that. And that's when I got the girls together, and I said, you know what you just did? And they said, what? You just put a target on you to show how good you guys were. And they proved that during the season because after winning that first tournament, their goals were set to be state champs because they knew they could do that.
You know, and you shared that with me. So you guys started out at the Chili Chili.
Yeah.
And you ended up the second day from the season in the cold, cold.
Chili Chili was a lot nicer.
Where was the Chili Chili at that first round?
Broadlands.
Broadlands, yeah.
Right? That's, was it Broadlands?
I think so.
Yeah,
Broadlands. Yeah. So, but anyway, hey, we're celebrating the state championship of the Resurrection Christian Girls Golf Team this spring, and in studio, couple of players, Coach Meese, and we're going to actually call a couple of your teammates this next segment as well. So, hey, stay there, stay with us, and before we do, want to thank, of course, our friends at University Napa Auto. Keep your families on the road to all practices and games and golf matches, of course, safely with Napa Auto Parts. They are locally owned and have the 12 Northern Colorado locations. They have everything you need for your vehicle. That Napa brand, you've heard it here on KFKA and Coach Speak for years. They continue to be great supporters of local and community high school athletics. We'll be right back with more celebration of a state championship after this.
At 1310 KFKA. Win tickets to the Greeley Stampede right here thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are celebrating the state championship of the Resurrection Christian Girls Golf Team. And hey, before we do, summer's here and summer baseball is here. And the Foxes, Fort Collins Foxes, are a collegiate summer baseball team as players come from all over the world. They have Australian kids. They have, you know, Division I athletes from all over the United States and a bunch of local Northern Colorado kids on this baseball team as well. But the level of baseball is very high, and it includes, again, several Division I and all-conference players. Hey, last year the Foxes were 32-7, won the league championship, and, of course, hoping to repeat that. But, hey, fun entertainment. For tickets, visit FortCollinsFoxes.com and see what this team is all about. Well, we're talking with Karina and Avery here in studio. We're going to get a hold of one of your teammates right now. Let's talk to Addy Marino, the freshman all-state player as well. So, Addy, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good. Well, I'm here in studio with two of your teammates and, of course, Coach Meese. And where are you this weekend?
I'm actually traveling right now to Kansas for the KU Girls Golf Camp.
Awesome. So you're going to golf camp at KU in beautiful Lawrence. Lawrence is probably the best city in Kansas. I mean, it is. It's a great, great college town. You know, if I could think of the names, I'd tell you and your parents a couple little hot spots to go right downtown, you know, while you're visiting there. But tell us how you picked to go to golf camp at KU.
I got the invite, and I didn't have anything going on this week, and I said I might as well because it'll help me get some really good college offers in the future. So, and I really want to expose myself and my golf to new opportunities.
That's awesome. Hey, just a freshman, man, you have to be so excited about being on the state championship team. Tell us your feelings going into the year as a freshman and then being able to conclude that with a state championship, Addie.
It was going in. I knew that we had a state championship worthy team. I've known and played with Karina a little bit, and Avery was kind of new to me, but I'm so happy that we got to build all these relationships together and with Britton especially. And going in, I kind of had a rough fall season, kind of winter season, and I knew that I kind of had to work really hard if I wanted to, really showcase my talents and hard work in my first high school season. But I knew that we could do it, and just seeing that be our outcome is just awesome, and knowing that we worked hard and we played to the best of our abilities as we could, it's just awesome and super inspiring to see.
Hey, Addie, let me get your emotions when, hey, Karina gets a par on number 18 and you guys win the state championship by one stroke. When you found out all that information, what were your emotions? How did you feel?
I was just so excited, and I was super proud of how our team played, but I actually stayed behind. I was supposed to go do scoring, and I stayed behind to watch Karina finish. And I immediately got called back to the clubhouse to go finish scoring. So I didn't really get a chance to celebrate or talk to her. But I was just so overwhelmed with the feeling of just, like, gratitude. And I was just overcome with so much joy.
You know, you were one of the teams, and I'll let your teammates talk about this here as well. But what was it like having two seniors and two freshmen on the team, you know, that win a state championship? Let's start with you, Addie. What was your feelings about that?
I was pretty excited because we had two amazing leader seniors who knew what they were doing and knew the competition, and they helped mentor me and Britton so that we kind of know what's going to be happening in these next few years. And it was just awesome to see their leadership skills show on the course and off the course, and just like really building great relationships with them throughout the school year, but also on the golf team.
Hey, Avery, you know, freshmen, you know, you guys are seniors, they're freshmen, you know. A lot of times teams will say, oh, here we go, we have a couple freshmen on the team. But when you knew the abilities of Addie and Britton, how were your feelings knowing that you guys were going to be teammates throughout the season?
No, it was awesome. It was really cool, actually, to see our varsity team have two freshmen and two seniors this year, because when Karina and I were freshmen, we had two seniors on our varsity team, so it was really like a full moment, full circle moment thing for us. And we just got so lucky with both girls. They're so sweet, and it's just we had such like good camaraderie on the team this year, and I feel like it really helped us just play to the best of our ability, knowing we were playing for each other, and we had a lot of fun with each other this year. So.
And Karina, how could you and Avery help these freshmen, especially at the beginning of the year, you know, lead them through some of the ropes of high school golf? Unlike summer golf, you know, going individually to tournaments, now you're part of a team.
Yeah, we could just, like, if they had any questions on, like, how tournaments worked or scoring or anything, we could just answer them and, like, kind of help them walk through, like, what to do. And it was just like having little sisters to mentor.
That is so cool. So, Addie, tell us about the rest of your summer. You're at KU now. How many events approximately are you playing in, and which ones do you look really forward to the remainder of the summer?
I'm playing in about 6 events the rest of the summer. I'm finishing this camp. I have CGA State in 2 weeks, which I'm really excited for.
And where's that at?
That's at Common Ground in Aurora.
Okay.
I'm going to the FCA Wyoming Sports Camp for
golf. Nice.
I did that last year, and it was such an amazing experience, not only for my faith, but also for my golf game, and so I'm really excited for that. And then for 21 days in July, I'm going to North Carolina for nationals as a team with these amazing girls. And then I'm going to take a little break and go to the beach. And then I come back, and I'm going to be playing in the U.S. Kids Team World Championship at Pinehurst as well.
That is so fun. So you guys get to celebrate one more time by playing in North Carolina. Coach Meese, you're accompanying them?
Oh, absolutely. Had the boys out there. So I know we've already booked our 7-bedroom VRBO. It's just a great trip. We have 2 practice rounds, and then we play 3 18-hole rounds during the competition, but it's just a great experience for these girls.
That is fantastic. Well, Addie, anything you want to mention to your 2 senior teammates while they're here in studio?
I would just like to say thank you guys so much for just being like the older sisters that I don't have, and just thank you for being such great leaders and just being the best senior teammates. And I'm going to miss you guys so much next year, and I know that you guys are just only a call away, and I'm so excited that we get to go out and perform one last time as the RTS Girls Golf Team.
That is absolute. Hey, Addie, have a great camp. We'll let you go here, but have a great camp and rest of the summer. And, hey, through Coach Meese, I'll be keeping up with you guys all summer, all right?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Addie Marino, the freshman star. They're all stars, Coach.
Oh, absolutely.
Talk about your role coaching freshmen, too.
Well, we started a middle school program 2 years ago, and I was allowed to start putting it together, but I couldn't coach it, but I followed them very close. And we knew that Britt and Addie were coming up, and we were losing a couple of our golfers. Understand that Karina and Avery, 4-year lettermen, and they were part of a state qualifying team all 4 years, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, which is really an accomplishment just to get to state all 4 years. So they knew what was going in and stuff, and I don't think we finished any worse than 7th, and I think we finished 3rd 1 year. But we were competitive at state. But they knew coming in with Addie and Britt, and they knew that this was going to be their year to have a chance. So it was kind of an exciting every tournament we went to. Their goals were set and never quit on them, and I'm just proud of all 4 of them.
Hey, Avery, tell us, you know, how you've grown as a golfer from your freshman year, and now that you're by the way, audience, she is going to Gettysburg College. How cool is that to play golf, but you're going to be a collegiate golfer. Tell us how your game has grown.
Yeah, I've actually grown a lot since my freshman year. My freshman year was one of my first years where I really poured into golf and really focused on it. And so I definitely was pretty new to how to manage myself during a tournament, especially emotionally and course management-wise. And I think I had all the skills there, but I didn't know how to apply them as well yet. And so over the next few years, I really, applied myself. And I feel like overall, the place I've grown the most is definitely in my mental game and just knowing how to regulate, especially during bad holes and good holes. And I think it's really helped me grow as a golfer, especially going into college golf next year.
Karina is going to Colorado Christian in Lakewood and continue her golf career and education. Karina, how'd you choose CCU?
I just visited a couple times, and I got to meet the team and got to do a practice with them, and I just really fell in love with the school and the team, and I was just excited to play at the collegiate level there.
How's your game growing from your freshman year?
It's also grown immensely, and I just got better in every area that I could, just on the course, off the course, working in tournaments and everything. Yeah.
You know, golfers always mention the mental part of the game. As a coach, we know there's mental capacities in every sport. But what are some of those little mental things, Avery, that you do? Do you visualize? Is it through practice rounds? But how do you help that mental approach?
Yeah, I have a swing coach. His name's Ed Oldham, and one of his main things is like helping with mental coaching. He does that a lot for me, and one of the main things that like I've really listened to from him is it's like a small thing he mentioned just like once or twice is just when like in between shots, like not constantly thinking about golf, like looking, especially since like we play such beautiful courses in Colorado, just like looking at the mountains, like just looking at like the day it is. Obviously at state it was like a little rainy, a little cold, but like just always like kind of not 100% like all the time, like because that can be very draining. And so just having the like ability to step back and realize like and take the pressure off of it almost is one of the biggest things.
Carino, same thing for you mentally. What are little tricks or things that you use during your rounds?
I would say similar things. I normally just look at nature, and I'd say my mental game has been pretty good over the years. So I focus on what I'm doing and just don't get too emotional about anything.
Coach, how tough are these two?
Let me tell you something. A lot of people don't know this about girls' golf. Speech and debate, banned, honor banned. Speech and debate, state champs 3 times in a row. Mm-hmm. These girls are involved in a lot of...
Is that Coach Smith?
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to Levi.
Coach, absolutely. Levi.
Shout out, man.
Absolutely. Kruger, the band
sure.
leader. Another
Chris,
shout out to
Chris
him.
Chris Kruger. Just
absolutely.
Finished his career at Resurrection
yeah, we're gonna
Christian.
Miss him.
And Roosevelt High School kind of stole him away.
Yeah,
but
I think
he put in 10 or 12 years at Resurrection
amazing.
And did a great job.
But here's the thing with the girls, Bruce. Academics and other activities and everything, they miss 14 days of school during 9 weeks of golf. And they're able to be honor students and be involved in these other activities. A lot of people don't understand on the mental capacity, there's a lot more than just on that course. There's all that. So your grades, your other activities, everything else. And they overcome all that. And that's what's so impressive about this team this year.
And I know the pressure some faculty members can put on you. You know, I understand that. And, you know, some people see it as a day away of school, like a field trip,
yeah.
You know, or something like that. And it's such great competition. And I'm going to guess that some of your fondest memories from high school will probably be in golf, in band, in speech and debate. Mm-hmm. And did you learn a lot academic? Obviously, but those great memories are going to be those extracurricular activities. Is that fair, Avery?
Yes, definitely.
What's one, besides winning the state championship, okay, what's one of your favorite memories of playing golf at Res?
Well, I guess if we're staying, like, outside of golf tournaments, one thing, like, I'll definitely always remember is staying in Aspen with the seniors our freshman year during state and just, like, building a relationship with those girls, especially, like, in the hotel room at night when we were just, like, sitting around and talking, and they were, like, just, like, mentoring us, like, just how we now got to mentor Addie and Britton. And, yeah, just, like, the time in between tournaments, like, and the relationships we got to build was just such a privilege to experience.
Karina, who were those seniors your freshman year?
It was Sophie and Riley.
And, Coach, what are they doing now? Do we know?
Riley's at Colorado Christian.
Okay. So, playing?
Yeah. No, she's not playing.
Not playing.
Academically.
Okay.
Sophie is
Nebraska,
and she's majoring in golf management.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. They have a great golf management program. Yeah. One of the best things Nebraska has.
Yeah.
You know?
They do.
They have two or three good things.
Yeah.
You know, and that's
hey,
what
I went to college there. It's a pretty good place.
So, anyway. Hey, it's time to take a break here, but we're having a lot of fun celebrating the Resurrection Christian Girls State Golf Championship. And, hey, let's talk about one of my favorite places, little farther away from Rez, but when you're over at Eaton A&W, Coach, you grew up with A&W You know, around, and the, you know, so did I, and it's one of the things that's persevered through the years. But Eaton A&W, that family-owned restaurant providing good times and good food, conveniently located right there on Oak Avenue in Eaton, right off the highway. Stop in, grab that original Papa Burger. Cheese curds for Micah. You know, he's a cheese curd guy. You know, that's because curds rhymes with, come on, somebody.
Birds.
Nerds. Nerds.
Okay, that makes more sense
fair?
Than birds.
Okay, all right. But you get that root beer in the frosty mug, and every Tuesday, of course, Papa Tuesday, the combo for just $5.95. Visit our friends out at Eaton A&W. We'll be back. We're going to get that other freshman on the line here after these messages.
Show is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Trades for the Nuggets, changes for the Avs, Broncos summer updates, and the future of college sports. Don't miss the Hull Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios celebrating a state championship. And under Coach Rick Meese, the Cougars, a blended outstanding senior leadership with Karina Garcia, Avery Stockschlager, and a couple of freshmen, Addie Marino and Britton Goings. And the result, obviously, a state championship, multi-state honors, and hey, we can't forget the coach of the year as well, Coach Rick Meese. But joining Coach Meese, of course, are Karina and Avery. And now on the Clearwater Product Hotline, we have Britton Goings. Britt, how are you today?
Pretty good, actually. Today has been just pretty easy, and I'm going to go play golf after this. So.
What a day to go play golf. You know, what a day. You know, everybody that's a golfer, if golf is in the day, it's a good day. Britt, talk us to us first before we talk about the state championship. Talk to us about your summer, where you're at playing today, and what your plans are this summer.
Yeah, of course. So right now I'm in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and I have been up here for rodeos that I've been doing, and they're always on Wednesday, and it's so fun. And today, I'm going to be playing Haymaker Golf Course.
Nice.
With my dad.
That's awesome. And what other tournaments are you playing later in the summer?
I am going to be playing a tournament at Haymaker on Monday and one on Vail for the Nota Begay qualifier.
Okay, great. And later on, you'll be with your teammates in North Carolina. That's got to be a lot to look forward to as well. But, hey, thanks, Britt, for joining us today. I want to ask you, you know, what was your emotions and feelings once Karina finished that number 18 and realized you guys actually won the state championship?
I think it was just a lot of shock rather than, like, happiness.
Yeah.
I didn't think it happened, and then it actually set in when Coach came to us, and we were all just talking, and I was completely shocked.
And Coach, as you're telling Coach Meese, as you're telling these girls, this is what happened, here we are, how'd you hold your emotions in?
Me?
Yeah, you didn't.
Oh, I didn't. They know that. We had a group hug. In fact, you can ask Britt what her theme song was at the beginning of the year, and then I changed the lyrics after state championship. You want to tell them that, Britt?
Tell us, Britt.
Sure, yeah. It was big girls don't cry, because whenever I had a bad round, I would get really emotional. And then at the end of the year, it was big girls don't cry, but coaches do cry.
That is awesome. That is so terrific. But hey, Brett, I've talked to your seniors here. I want to hear from you. How did Avery and Karina help you along the year, you know, approaching that state tournament? But just as a freshman and have the two senior leaders, what was that like for you?
It was really nice because they would just be there in my bad rounds and good rounds, and they would support me either way, even if I was a mess or I was so happy I couldn't talk.
So, and you experienced both extremes, didn't you?
Yes,
absolutely. That's what golfers do, you know. And talk about Britt as a teammate.
Oh, she's the best. Me and Karina, like, just seeing Britton, she's very similar to how I was my freshman year. She's a lot better of a golfer than I was my freshman year, but she's very, like, cares a lot. And, it like, I could just, like, see myself in her the whole time, like, how she reacted to her golf rounds. And I've just loved watching her. She's so much fun, so energetic, and she really just, like, definitely keeps us energetic for sure, especially like when we're tired or during our slow rounds. Like, she's always there, like, with something to talk about. And she, oh my gosh, talking about books with her too. She's very fun. We've loved having her.
And Karina, what were some of the differences talking to Addie and Britt, both freshmen, but you're both trying to, you know, help them out that year?
Yeah, they're just, I mean, different individual people, but they're just both so full of joy and so fun to talk to.
Who's the funnier of the two? Well. Are either one of them funny?
They're both funny.
They're both they're both. You guys have to have a good sense of, in golf, if you don't have a sense of humor, you're in trouble.
Yeah. I never heard so much laughing in my life as this year. Whether it was on the course or in the van or wherever we were at dinner time, they were always laughing.
Hey, Britt, besides being on the course and playing golf, what's one of your best memories of your freshman season?
Probably at Kissing Camels, staying the night up there and just having so much fun with them. Also at State, staying the night. It's just so much fun. It's a different experience when you stay the night and actually take more time with your teammates than just normal tournament.
Absolutely. And how did you persevere the weather that first day?
Oh, well, that first day was definitely tough. And I think I just was very stubborn and did not want to let myself give in. And also my dad was there, and he did not want me to quit.
Yeah, we won't ask you what your dad said to you or anything like that, Britt, on the air. But yeah, so all four girls had to just kind of suck it up and let's move on. And everybody's playing in these conditions, but we're bad conditions. Well, Britt, hey, thanks so much for joining us today. Congratulations on your state championship. And you have a great summer. And just what's Coach say? Hit him straight and no three putts.
Yep, thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, Britt.
Britt Goings, another member, freshman member of the state championship team as well. So it's fun having all you guys in and learning about, you know, what you do in golf. But Avery, just quickly, what's your favorite subject? And what was your favorite subject at Resurrection Christian these past 4 years?
Well, I love English. I'm going to go be an English major and psychology major.
Nice.
Next year in school. But this year specifically, I think my favorite class is actually statistics, which is very out of line for.
Well, that's a golfer. You have statistics on everything, you know, whether it's, you know, how many yards off the middle or distance and everything else and what holes you birdie the most and things like that. Karina, favorite subject?
I mean, I'd say band, but technically it's not a course.
Yes, yes, it is. Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm a former extracurricular PE teacher, actually, so I know how important band is, you know, to the people of music interest and things like that. So that should be your favorite subject. If that's you, that should be your favorite subject. Hey, Micah, let's take our break now, and we will come back and wrap up Coach Speak after these messages.
.1 and 1310 KFKA. The Greeley Stampede is almost here. And KFKA has you covered. Here's stories, rodeo coverage, and winsome tickets on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak as we conclude our last segment of the day. Hey, here's a voice you'll be hearing off and on a little bit because we have another intern. This is our third intern we have had, Sammy Greenfield. Sammy, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Coach.
And tell me about your class at Resurrection that you are required to do an intern.
Yeah, so we're required to do 20 hours of internship during the summer, and chose no better other option than being with you. So,
Wow, that's fun, and we will have some fun. And I was teasing you because, you were supposed to start Monday, and you didn't start Monday because of me. You know, we had some camps and things like that going on, but by the end of the week. And now you're going to Chicago, you know, so I get an intern in. One day, and they're going to take a break. Yeah. You know, it's time to go on break. So tell us about your little trip to Chicago.
Yeah, so me and my dad are trying to visit all of the 30 baseball parks.
There you go. So one of my goals.
We're going to knock out three this weekend.
Wrigley and the White Sox and what else? Milwaukee?
Yeah, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, yeah. So anyway. Well, hey, Avery and Karina, it's been great having you in studio. Want to say good luck in college and of course, North Carolina, your last competition with your team. But thanks for coming in studio today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
And Coach Meese, always a pleasure. What do you have going this summer, Coach?
Well, I'm heading up the FCA camp down in Pueblo.
Oh, in Pueblo first.
Yes, CSU campus. We're going to be playing walking stick for camp here the end of June. And then, of course, I'll go to North Carolina with the girls. And then boys season starts August 3rd.
Man, and it goes so fast.
It does.
Between then and August
3rd,
we need to get out on the golf course.
That's a date.
Okay, we need to get out on the golf course. And I played once this week, and my goal starting next week is to play a lot more. But haven't been able to for various reasons.
Let's book it.
Let's do. Hey, we're going to have some All-State talk on, too. The All-State games by the Coaches Association are right here in Greeley this week. So we're going to try to get some of those athletes and coaches on today. Hey, stay tuned for the whole show. Brady, four more wins. Make today your masterpiece. We love you, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.